In this session, we want to continue our series on the new birth, and specifically in this series, we want to address the aspect that it is an instantaneous birth. One of the most important and dramatic conversions to ever take place in the history of the church was that one which was experienced by the man who's regarded to be the greatest theologian in the first 1,500 years of church history. That man is Augustine. Augustine was born in 354 in North Africa, what is today Algeria, near Carthage. And when Augustine was 16 years of age, of course he was unregenerate at this point, his father died. And in the vacuum of his father leaving, he fell into gross sexual sins. So much so that he ended up moving in with a woman who bore him a son out of wedlock. And for the next 15 years, Augustine lived in high-handed immorality of the grossest kind. He had a friend who died subsequent, which really provoked his thinking. What is death? What is life? What lies beyond the grave? And in that searching, Augustine traveled to Italy. He went to Rome. And he had a Christian mother, Monica, who was known for praying for him, praying for his salvation, praying that he'd be born again. And when he went to Rome, his mother literally followed him to Rome to pray for him, constantly at his side. His immoral relationship continued. He became engrossed in one of the worst heresies and cults of the ancient world that was intricate and very philosophical and dealt with the origin of evil. And it was one of those heresies and cults that it was not even easy to disentangle oneself from it. Augustine became very disillusioned the deeper he plunged into sin. And he finally moved to Milan. And he was a lawyer and skilled in rhetoric. And in order to improve his public speaking and his rhetorical skills, he went to...